What up, sunshine? Welcome to CNN 10. Hope you had an awesome weekend. We've got a stacked show for you today, so let's jump right in. And we start with some news in space. There's a serious situation unfolding 250 miles above Earth. The International Space Station, or ISS, which is about the size of a football field, has been experiencing air leaks. The leaks in its Russian section were first spotted in 2019, but have recently gotten worse. The space station needs to maintain its air pressure to keep astronauts safe. The problem is located in a tunnel connecting a Russian module called Zvezda to a docking port where the spacecraft delivers supplies. NASA is very concerned about the structural integrity of the space station and is warning of serious consequences. NASA added extra emergency seats to their SpaceX spacecraft in case of an evacuation. On the other side, though, Russia's space agency, Roscosmos, maintains that fears of catastrophic failure are unrealistic. Russia has actively searched for and repaired problem areas, reducing leak rates, and have concluded that operations can continue safely. Despite disagreements, NASA and Roscosmos continue to work together closely. They've taken the precautionary step of keeping that section sealed off unless they need to access it. The ISS has been continuously occupied by astronauts since 2000. Scientists conduct research that helps us understand things like how to grow food in space and how diseases behave in zero gravity. The station had planned to operate until at least 2030, but this situation is raising important questions about its future. 10-second trivia. Where was the Declaration of Independence signed? Boston, New York, Philadelphia, or Washington, D.C.? On July 4th, 1776, the Continental Congress signed the Declaration of Independence in Independence Hall in Philly. In Philadelphia, an iconic American ocean liner is going to sink on purpose. The SS United States, once the holder of the transatlantic speed record, will soon transform into the world's largest artificial reef. After sitting idle for nearly 30 years, this legendary vessel that carried presidents, the Mona Lisa, was going to find new purpose on the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico.
In Philadelphia, off an industrial road, behind shopping centers and surrounded by fence.
There's just something that she evokes, an energy.
A majestic American work of art sits waiting for its final journey to the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, I'm heartbroken. I'm really heartbroken to see this happen.
This is America's flagship, the SS United States. A glorious ship. Bigger than the Titanic, nearly as long as the Chrysler Building, and 70 years ago, the United States burst into life.
Could there be a greater name for the world's greatest ship?
The ocean liner carried four U.S. presidents, stars and celebrities, and even transported the Mona Lisa. But her crowning achievement was breaking the transatlantic speed record in 1952.
Her owners were awarded the Hales Trophy.
The designer, William Francis Gibbs, knew then she was a masterpiece. And today, his granddaughter knows it too.
This is where my grandfather was when the ship smashed the transatlantic speed record on her maiden voyage.
Susan Gibbs leads the SS United States Conservancy, a nonprofit which has fought for years to preserve the ship.
This was a big public area. There was a library here.
But the SS United States has sat dormant in Philadelphia for nearly 30 years.
You just see the bow of the ship pointing toward Lowe's and IKEA, and you just think, she is ready to bust a move.
This year, after legal battles and economic headwinds, the ship was evicted from its pier.
We were on a furious search for an alternate parking spot, scanned the nation. And unfortunately, we're unable to secure another spot for her, partly because what makes her so amazing, she's so big, makes her challenging to dock.
Instead, this fall, a county in Florida purchased the United States to sink her in the Gulf of Mexico.
I don't even think of it as purchasing it to sink it. I think of it as to welcoming it into our family.
The goal? To turn her into the world's largest artificial reef. Helping the environment, attracting divers for years to come, and in a way, preserving her.
If we don't do anything with her, she'll be scrap. And so I always remember that. And then being here today, I got a little teary-eyed because I was like, could you imagine if this went to the scrapyard? I mean, we are going to pay as much respect to her as we possibly can.
We prevented her from being scrapped, and we're very excited about her next chapter. She will live on in a different way.
I've been painting this ship as long as I've been in Philly.
In her final days afloat in Philly, admirers stopped to pay tribute in their own ways.
Kind of heartbreaking to see it go, having spent so much time observing it and appreciating it. Perfect landmark down here.
It is that time of year again in Alaska where the sun's gonna set and not rise again for 2 months. Here to explain the incredibly awesome phenomenon called polar night is our incredibly awesome meteorologist, Ali Chinchar.
That's right, Koi. Every single winter in the Northern Hemisphere, any town or community inside the Arctic Circle, this red ring you see here, goes through a phenomenon called polar night, where the sun sets and doesn't come back for 2 months. One of those towns in particular, this one, Ukiagvik, formerly known as Barrow, Alaska, will have the sun go down just before 2 p.m. local time on Monday, and it doesn't come back until January 22nd of next year. That is 66 straight days where the sun never fully rises above the horizon. And they're not alone. Any of those towns inside the Arctic Circle will see something similar. Now, here's the flip side, though, Koi. Come summertime, we see the opposite, something known as the midnight sun, where the sun comes up and doesn't really go below the horizon for 2 months as well.
All right, our next story is about a group of preschoolers digging in, helping to keep their island nation beautiful. The Seychelles, located in the Indian Ocean off East Africa's coast, is an archipelago of 115 islands with pristine shores, stunning waters, but lately, trash from the ocean is threatening these youngsters' lovely island home. Check it out.
Sitting in the middle of the Indian Ocean, about 2,000 kilometers from the coast of East Africa, lies the Seychelles Archipelago. The African nation is famous for their ring-shaped reefs and islands known as atolls. As breathtaking as they are, these islands are under threat.
In the last 20 years, a lot has changed. Recently, we have a lot of people working towards conservation. There's a lot of young people coming forward, which is why we're interested in working together with the kids. My name is Hedna Chetty. I am the director of Montessori International School, located here in the Seychelles. Montessori International School is a preschool for children between 0 to 6 years old. The first years of life, I think, is the most important to everyone. That's when we're really absorbing the most, and that's when we're learning the most from our environment. So for the last few days, we've been going around with the kids to teach them a bit about our atolls and also why we need to protect it.
A recent study estimated that more than 500 tons of marine plastic debris have accumulated on Aldabra, the largest of the Seychelles atolls, about 1,000 kilometers southwest of Mahé Island.
So we have a lot of plastic litter collected along the beaches, and this is marine debris, and they have terrible, terrible effects on the ecosystem.
Bringing the kids out in nature, it builds a certain love and acceptance to nature. And more than it is about conservation, it is also about their growth and development and how in touch they will be as they grow older to animals, to plants.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a colossal closure after nearly two decades of sending thrill seekers towards the stratosphere at nearly 130 miles per hour. The Kingda Ka roller coaster at Six Flags Great Adventure is being retired. It was one of the world's tallest coasters with a 456-foot drop. Six Flags says new attractions are soon to come. Well done, Kingda Ka. Guess you could say you've been a screaming success. All right, superstars, today's shout-out is going to Wade Hampton High School, Greenville, South Carolina. Rise up. Life's like a roller coaster, y'all. Ups, downs, twists, turns. Best thing we can do is just hold on tight, try to breathe, and smile. I'm Koi Wire. This is CNN 10. I'll see you right back here tomorrow on the show.